Okay, so hi everyone, I'm Lukáš Krejčí. I work for Red Hat and working on Eclipse J, and this talk is going to be about developer workspace as code. Before we start, I actually was unwise enough to tell my kids that I'm going to be on YouTube, so let me just say how I really So what do I mean by developer workspace? So it's not just, you know, the source and the IDE, but also like the everything around it, like, you know, supporting servers like database or other microservices that possibly are running, some convenience script like, I don't know, clean the build cache or whatever. Obviously the IDE or the editor that I want to use, package manager, build tool, debug test configurations, a connection to CI or whatever, you know, many things. And historically, these things lived in, you know, different places. Some things like obviously the source code and usually the formatting for the IDE, formatting definition for the IDE lives in the source control. Others, other things like, you know, credentials should actually live outside, hopefully. And other things like the scripts and the server definitions sometimes live with the source code, like, you know, Docker Compose or whatever, or Kubernetes list. Sometimes they live outside in some, you know, 5-year-old wiki page that doesn't really reflect reality. The tooling is sometimes implied. Sometimes, like, you know, if you use Maven, if you use Gradle or Maven wrapper, it actually lives with the source code. It just depends. But most of these things are declarative. You know, I want this to be there for so that I can do my stuff and develop the software. But there is no common source of truth. So, and it takes so much time to set up. In one of my previous companies, it was like a constant fight, you know, with like, it was an old system and you have to have like an external database with a very peculiar setup of tables and data in it so that you could, you know, develop. It's just, yeah, a constant fight. And hopefully we are getting better at that. There's quite a bit of new development, I would say, that tries to address the problem of a reproducible workspace, basically. VS Code have their dev container, which enables you to run your code within a cluster or within a Docker container,